The time is 7:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana House legislative leaders are clashing with Governor John Bel Edwards over how to use Louisiana's $535 million budget surplus as the state faces new budget pressures during the coronavirus outbreak. The Democratic governor has proposed to spend much of the surplus on state building repairs, road and bridge work, coastal protection projects, and levee work. The Edwards administration says the projects could stimulate an economy struggling because of the pandemic and put people to work. House Republican leaders have stripped much of that spending from the state construction budget. They're instead proposing to sock away more surplus dollars into savings or debt payments. They cite financial uncertainties because of the coronavirus. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said his budget proposal to the legislature saves the state's popular college tuition program TOPS, K-12, and social services from cuts, but it trims higher education and health care. At his press conference yesterday, Edwards was asked to describe how he felt about his proposed budget.
So it's one that I believe is responsible, and it's prudent, and it's about the best I think you can do under the circumstances given the REC forecast that we got on Monday of last week.
Governor Edwards was referring to the state's Revenue Estimating Conference's forecast, which indicated the state's revenue intake for the coming year would be about $900 million less than expected. As for the spending cuts, the governor said most state agencies would suffer a 2% cut. The Louisiana Department of Health would be cut by $18 million under the governor's proposal, but Edwards explained none of those cuts would affect Medicaid programs. The Louisiana Senate has agreed to change the rules for lawsuits over car wrecks. The proposal is aimed at limiting damage claims against insurance companies and other businesses. The Senate voted 29-8 Monday for the bill by Republican Senator Kirk Talbot. The Republican-led so-called tort reform effort is a priority of business lobbying groups. Supporters say the bill would force down Louisiana's car insurance rates, which are second highest in the nation. Opponents say the changes would keep people from getting money needed to cover their medical bills and damages and could drive up costs for courts. Talbot's bill heads to the House for debate. Texas air pollution levels were noticeably less for the month of April after Texans followed state and local stay-at-home orders to mitigate community spread of COVID-19. And a new study released by researchers reveals that ozone levels across Texas dropped significantly. During the first 4 weeks of the stay-at-home orders, ozone pollution across Texas dropped by 18%. That's according to a study from the Houston Advanced Research Center Hub in the Woodlands. Research scientist Meredith Jennings says they also analyzed cell phone data showing how far people drove during the stay-at-home order. By mid-April, Texans were already starting to drive more, and reductions in ozone haven't been as dramatic.
As more people are getting back on the road, we're seeing those transportation emissions increase and the air quality. Those improvements that we are seeing are starting to go away.
The researchers say Austin, Texas saw the biggest decrease in ozone pollution. Houston was average. Dallas-Fort Worth recorded one of its least polluted periods on record. This is Red River Radio.